Yeah, basically, it's they've been there, and we don't know that they're gone. We can't tear out the walls to inspect it. So, like Greg said, they may be somewhere else. But the key thing is, you know, they're on that property or have been on that property. And with termite colonies, that doesn't necessarily mean it has to be under your house, under that slab. They can be at your neighbor's. They can be across the alley. They can be across the street. They will travel that far to find moist wood, like I said, continuously, randomly foraging for food.
Which you led me into my next question. Then why do you see people do spot treatments?
It's a money issue. Everything.
It's always a money issue.
Yeah, we really don't want to recommend spot treatments. It's a Band-Aid, and 99% of the time, it's not going to work. You know, there's a slim chance that, okay, maybe, and whatnot. And we had a scenario the other day that somebody was asking us about it, and they found termites on one side of the house and then termites on the other side of the house. And he said, why don't you, you know, can we do two spots? And I said, I don't recommend it, because if you have them there, what's to say they're not somewhere else in the house? You just didn't see them. So recommend the whole house. And in the long run, you're better off. You're way better off for the protection of the whole house.
And most of the time with the money issue on the spot treatment, once you do one, two, maybe even three spots, you could have paid for the whole house to be
exactly,
done anyway.
Exactly.
Because of what most people charge just for a spot treatment.
Which is what I recommended too.
Right, yeah. Right.
But y'all did something earlier, and I want to kind of say something in favor of my inspector friends and my pest inspector friends. They aren't Superman. They can't look through walls. And here's what happens. And it's happened several times. I've done it for a little bit longer, 37 years.
Right.
Just a hair longer, but we're right there.
We're right there.
We're called the old timers.
Yeah.
buy a house. They're going to remodel it. They start ripping out walls. Okay. The inspector couldn't have seen it. The termite inspector couldn't have seen it.
Right.
Because they can't look through walls. And you don't want them ripping out walls to look in them. So there's a problem. So just know that up front. I always recommend you get a termite. I always recommend you get an inspection.
Exactly.
And a warranty. I'm going to tell you right now, always, on every house.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But remember, there's only so much that covers. It's
right.
Not 100% guaranteed.
Right. We had a situation one time, and Greg was training at this time, and we started at the back of a garage, and the termites had come up through, and the age of the house was quite a bit. They'd put an expansion joint from the garage door out to the driveway, and there was a piece of wood down there and everything. Well, the termites got into that wood because it got moist. Then it got into the side facing, and then they came out of that and went into the wall. And we literally took and traced the termite trail clear across that west wall of the garage, because you could feel where they'd eaten the paper off the back of the sheetrock, and the paint would crack. And Greg said, can we do this? I said, they're going to have to fix it anyway. You know, so, yes.
Right. But you had a sign, so you could tell.
Right, yes,
and
yes.
Look at it.
Yeah. I mean, it was a heads up and everything, and kind of try to figure out where they're going and if they were active at the end of it, you know, type thing.
Well, and you know this real, real well. Back when I had the old Fodaker building, you remember my
flip? Oh, yeah.
I did.
Yep.
What I did is I had termites. I'm going to tell you right now. I had termites. You came over, treated my whole office. And the reason I knew I had termites is right by the front door. It had eaten that wood right there on the base.
Right.
I never fixed that base. And people said, are you going to fix it? I said, no. And people came in and said, well, we got termites. I said, yeah, I had them too, but it's treated. So, yeah. And it's like if you go to a doctor.
Exactly.
And that doctor goes, oh, my God, you're not going to make it. Well, that's going to scare the crap out of me. You know, but if they said, it's normal. We're going to treat it. You're going to go down the road. And that's what we do in San Angelo, Texas. We don't
exactly.
have, you know, 10-foot mounds of eaten up wood that, you know, your house doesn't
right.
fall down.
Right,
so
right.
We said the right. What's the termite we have?
We have the Eastern Subterranean.
So, and they're quite a good termite if they're such an animal.
well, you know, ideally they were designed to get rid of excess wood in the forest. We just went along and put buildings in their way.
Gotcha.
And everything. And going back to the possible hidden damage that Greg mentioned earlier, everything, the realtor's pretty well clue into it. They've gotten used to us putting that on there. It's the lenders that don't quite understand it. And I do have a letter that I put together about, you know, no house is perfect. I don't care if it's a slab, pier and beam or whatever, you know, unless it was pre-treated before it was built, you know, you have the potential of termites getting in there.
and I don't see it anymore, but back when they were building houses, they put the sidewalks and stuff.
Right.
They put the wooden little, yeah. Which now it's metal now.
Right.
Right.
But that was always written up.
And yeah. Yeah. And if it was ever once a tree, termites are going to eat it. I don't care if it's books, boxes, lumber, whatever, and everything. So they're there. And usually on new homes, new construction, you can wait about 5 years is the average because they've graded the soil. They brought in topsoil, you know, for the pad and everything like that. So it's going to take about 5 years for a termite colony that was disturbed because of all that grading and stuff to get back into that home. But believe me, they'll still search it out.
Hey, I told you you'd learn something. Now, did we ever get rid of the wasps? Even when we had a few cold spells?
Actually, you know, what you saw was some very confused fertilized females because it'd warm up in December and everything, and they're coming out to look for a food source, but they were thinking it was springtime. And so Mother Nature really pulled...
They weren't the only one confused.
Yeah, right. Mother Nature pulled a real trick on them and everything. So the ones coming out now, that's the ones you want to try to target and figure out where they're going to build their nest because that's when you're really going to have problems.
Because I'm like we talked earlier... I've never not seen mosquitoes, and I don't know what kind of blood I have, but it's mosquito friendly.
Right.
Because if there's one around, they'll find me.
Me
but
too.
I haven't seen mosquitoes lately. I guess Maybe the cold spell got rid of those.
Not necessarily. They will. Bit. I mean, just like ticks and fleas, they are going to survive. It's going to take an ice age to get rid of them. I mean, and like the Snowmageddon we had last year and everything. I mean, look how gloriously they came out this year, yeah. You know, and I mean by the thousands.
So when you said look for the wasps, or see if they start building a nest and get rid of it right away?
Right. The sooner you can get rid of it, because she's going to lay eggs in that nest, and then those are going to take and start multiplying and, you know, and going forth and everything.
Just spray them with that raid shoot.
Yeah, and I'm going to let Greg touch on the point of, like, when you find the wasp in the fall in your home, what we can and cannot do for those wasps.
Yeah. The whole thing is a lot of people don't understand what wasp is. Like Patsy was talking about with the fertilized females and stuff like that, they're doing what's called overwintering. So like when it gets really cold snap, they're going to find a warm place to get. And most of the time that warm place is in your attic. You know, they're going to get into the eaves, they're going to hide out and everything. And then on a warm spring day, you know, spring light day in the middle of the winter, they're going to start flying around. People are going to start freaking out going, I've got wasps again. I got wasps everywhere. I got wasps flying around in my house. Well, what's happening is they're trying to find that warmth and recess lighting, AC vents, fans, stuff like that, that their openings going into your attic. They're going to be flying around in your house. Now, aside from just coming in and it just totally fogging your house, you know, we can do things like dust your attic or dust your eaves and stuff like that to kind of knock them down. But the main thing we try to express to people and everything is that wasps, unless they're building a nest, they're not going to be that harm. There's not much we can do for you except eliminate where they're getting in at. Type deal. We're doing an exclusion or dusting the faucets and stuff like that. As far as once they start building nests, it's really easy to take care of them. But if they're just flying around or something like that, say they're flying around an oak tree. A lot of people don't realize that wasps eat aphids. And if that tree's got aphids in it, there may be a lot of wasps around that tree. And that's probably what you need to do. So what we need to do is we need to come treat that tree, not necessarily for the wasp, but for the aphids that are in there to eliminate the wasp.
And if you find one in your house during this overwintering period and you want to get rid of it, get a fly swatter, a newspaper, or hairspray. Do not use wasp freeze in your home.
Right.
Everything. You are going to ruin the paint, furniture, and everything out, curtains. Just go ahead, and if you got to spray something, try hairspray.
I got a yellow fly swatter at my house.